Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Happy Singles Day, everybody.
Happy Singles Day, Kelly.
Jordan Sparks has to hear that song on the radio.
Oh,
yeah.
She'll be fine, Kelly. I'm
punch
sorry.
In the gut.
Yeah,
Jason right?
Today's Singles Day in China.
What do you do on Singles Day? Do you know? Try to get somebody?
Hey, at least we have a day.
Or celebrate being
single. They celebrate Singles Day on November 11th, which it's a date chosen because of the four lonely ones.
Ah, I got
11-11.
Gotcha.
And that's when singles try to woo a special someone in their life in China.
Isn't that what singles do every day?
No, we try to take some time off as dudes and hold it off for maybe 1 or 2 days a year.
No, we want to hook it up.
You know? Or maybe, you know, a certain night.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes these turn into wedding proposals. And a lot of the times they go pretty well because the girls want to get married to these guys they've been dating for a while.
I would like to think a man kind of knows
kinda
the
answer's
going to be yes. You need to really know.
Yeah, read your lady.
The odds are she's going to say yes.
Yeah, y'all are fighting all the time. Not a good time to ask her to marry you.
She'll say yes, usually.
Especially when you plan like a very public, over-the-top proposal. You want to be quite certain.
And we'll give you the good before we give you the bad, because here's a list of some of China's most creative and entertaining marriage proposals
in recent
years.
Come on.
Like this guy who met his girlfriend in a hot dog store while both vacationing in Thailand. They fell in love. So about 1,001 days after they met, he asked her to be his wife by presenting her with 1,001 hot dogs spelling out the words, I love you.
1,001 hot dogs.
Spelling, I love you. How cool is that?
You could have maybe done it with a dozen if you creatively bent them.
No, but it's 1,001 days later, so use 1,001 hot dogs.
What a waste.
And wrote, I love you.
See, I would be mad about that proposal. I'd be like, this is a waste of food.
1,000 and, yeah.
That's
I mean, you're not going to eat them.
I know. I get that they met at a hot dog shop, but I mean, unless they both really love hot dogs, I don't want to be proposed to with hot dogs.
You're not feeling the hot dog proposal?
No.
Okay.
Apparently, something about nines in China, because a lot of times people also use the number nines.
Okay.
They were saying, like, one guy proposed using two massive hearts he made from 99,999 red chili peppers. They had another man who dressed up as Superman and used a crane to hoist himself up 19 stories, holding 9,999 balloons.
Yeah.
And then as his girlfriend walked by, people said, look, up in the sky. You know, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Doing the Asian accent, Kelly.
And then slowly, I didn't try to do an offensive Asian accent. He descended with these 9,999 balloons in the ring and proposed. And then another guy created a dress for his girlfriend using exactly 9,999 roses.
Huh.
Which, you know, she wore, and then he asked. So what's up with nines?
I don't know.
Something about the nines in China, too.
I don't get it.
Maybe it's a good luck thing.
Well, here's another one with nines involved, Kelly. He got 99 iPhones, but he still didn't snag the one.
Again, it's the nines.
99 iPhone?
Yeah, again, we're talking about this the Singles Day in China. A Chinese man thought it would be the perfect way to propose to his girlfriend the night before the big holiday, so it was yesterday, apparently, using 99 iPhone 6s. He placed those bad boys on the ground, arranged them in the shape of a heart. Out in public, had a bunch of friends show up. I'm sure a few family members, his best friend, her best friends.
Let's go financial here just for a second, Kelly. An iPhone without a plan is $600-$700, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, somebody already did the math for us.
Oh, yeah, all right, thank you.
They said it was 2 years' worth of his salary. Approximately $82,000.
Yeah, this guy wasn't like a baller who was super filthy rich. This guy was a regular dude, spent 2 years' salary, $82,000.
Did he work there at the factory, maybe? Did he get a deal?
No, he did not get a deal. He spent all the money.
It's like, what do you...
Okay,
you try to take them back?
Wouldn't
you want to
spend that on the ring?
Yeah. So, even if she said yes, then what do you do?
It looks like they're in their boxes, so I guess he...
Yeah, they're still in the boxes. He arranged them in a heart.
So
he proposed right in the middle of the heart. And she said no.
She said no?
She said no right in front of everybody and just walked out of the heart and out of his life.
And see, at first I thought this has to be a stunt, right?
Yeah.
It's
like
not
a promotion?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not, Kelly. It is not a stunt.
But I know.
Why would iPhone want to be involved with that kind of stuff?
I know, right?
They wouldn't.
That's the number nine in Chinese culture just... I mean, I'm curious now, so I Googled it. It's considered a great, it's one of their favorite numbers because it sounds the same as their word for long lasting.
Hmm.
And it's also associated with the Chinese dragon, which is a symbol of magic and power.
Maybe he should have done 999. Maybe it wasn't enough for her.
Enough,
or maybe she's like, I am not going to marry some fool who's going to spend
it.
2 years of our salary on these stupid phones.
Oh, maybe that's what
it was.
You know? I didn't
think
about that.
Maybe the rings suck too, and it's like you spent all this on the phone.
2 years salary.
He probably spent more money on the phone phones than he did on the ring.
Even in the commercial, which was completely made up, isn't it 3 months salary?
Right.
You're supposed to spend on the ring, which is completely made up by the jewelry stores. That's not even a rule.
She just wants a ring. Right?
Oh my gosh.
99.
But I know other people have had proposals. I wanted to say no, only because I wanted a do-over on the proposal. It wasn't that I didn't want to say yes, but I was just so upset that he chose when I'm working out in my nothing but my sports bra and shorts because I'm at home with my hair pulled back in a headband, and he comes in with a Persian cat that's in quarantine because it's got ringworm with a ring around the cat's neck.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I'm covered in sweat and Persian cat hair.
Yeah.
And I dropped my knees and started saying, no, not now, not now. But okay. You know, it was awful.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have said no, but I couldn't.
You couldn't say no. If you want to share your fails, please call us, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
My fail, I'll never will forget it.
Proposal fail.
So
this was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen you do.
How many times have you proposed to someone?
Probably three.
Right?
Three.
Probably.
And how many times have you been turned down?
Two. So...
Thankfully,
you're
glad now at the time.
Yeah, I'm glad now because I wouldn't be with my girlfriend. But, okay, like, this girl was, we were dating for a little while. I'm not going to say we were in love, to be honest with you, but she was moving. So I was just trying to.
One was in love.
Yeah.
Hey, but a lot of guys will do that to prevent a girl, to get her to stay, to take it to the next level.
We used to always, like, chat on this little bench that was right between my bar and her apartment. This little park bench right on the side of the street. And so I thought it would be cool if I built a bench and did this on a bench at the park. Now, why didn't I use that bench that we always chat on?
Yeah.
I couldn't guarantee that bench would be vacant. There's other people that share that bench.
Well, just ask people to keep an eye on.
Yeah, like the money you spent building one, you could pay someone to watch it.
Put a wet paint sign on it.
Yeah.
I went to Home Depot. I bought a bench, a park bench. This is in the middle of the summertime. I never will forget. I was sweating. I put this bench together in the back of my truck. There's this park about a good mile from the bar. So I drove the bench to the park. Now there's no place to park my truck, and I found a place to park. I have to hold the bench. This bench has wrought iron sides.
Yeah.
I have to carry the bench to a perfect spot right next to this little pond. I said, okay, sit. I go home, wipe the sweat off my face, grab a ring, go pick up the girl, take her down there. Somebody stole my bench.
Oh, wow.
Someone.
That limited amount of time?
Yeah.
In less than an hour, someone had stole the bench that I built and put it down.
And you got
what are you
going to
do with a bench?
Yeah.
I mean, the benches look like any other bench at the park. Why would you even think the bench is stealable?
That should have been a sign.
It was. And so, yeah, I brought the girl down. We found another little bench to sit on. And I said, she goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I was going to give you this little ring here. No, no.
Yeah. She said no. By the way.
But glad she did.
Yesterday we were talking about this, and I asked Al, do you remember her name?
That was a different girl.
No, I asked you about her, too, and you struggled.
I struggled for a minute, but I found it. I mean, I thought of it. I struggled for a minute. That was over 2 years ago.
Okay.
I've blocked her out.
I feel you out.
I've blocked her out. She's in my phone as she doesn't care.
We're looking for failed marriage proposals. We'll go with Nelly. So your dude was acting a little sketchy, Nelly?
Yes. Well, for one, we were already kind of common law married before, after he proposed. And I would say for a good 2 years, I kept nagging him, you need to ask my parents for my hand in marriage. Like, you never did that. I just never felt right. And we were visiting some family because my husband's in the military and we were out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hanging out with my friends and then I'm looking at our bank statements. I'm like, when did you go to the mall? Like, when did you go to the store? Why are you going here? She's like, I didn't do anything that day. I'm like, why are you lying to me? It's on the bank statement.
Ooh.
And so one day he was like, let's go to this fancy restaurant. you know, let's get your family together so we can do something nice for them. And I'm the type of person that I don't like to, you know, go to fancy restaurants with my family. I mean, they're Mexican. They're perfectly fine if I make them something to eat.
He's like,
no, let's just do something nice. And I'm like, no, I was like, I don't want to go there. Let's go to Golden Corral. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yes. I was like, they'll be fine with that. I was like, plus, you know, I love their bread. And so he's like, let's just us both go together. And I was like, okay. So because of me, he ended up proposing to me by myself at Golden Corral.
Oh, girl. But you tried to mess it up.
Yeah. Now, with this whole, with all those things he was spending on, at the mall, which was obviously your ring, did you think he was cheating on you?
No, he didn't say that. He never did. The thing was that he was lying that he was going to the mall with his sister. I'm like, why didn't you just tell me that? He's like, it would have gave it away. I'm like, no, not really.
See, you guys get in the way of yourselves when we're trying to propose to you guys.
I know.
Thank you, Nelly.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to be all sneaky, and then you guys are snooping, and then you find out what we're trying to do.
Well, it's like looking for Christmas presents. Like, be prepared for ruining your own surprise.
Amy, how did your man try to propose to you?
Well, we had gone shopping one Sunday, and it was during football season, which was a big no-no in my book. But we go, and we weren't living together, and he said, let's go put your packages in the car. And I said, okay. We go, we put the packages in the car, and he grabs my hand, and he takes me to this gazebo at his apartment complex that's for the smokers. And he proposes to me in pajamas in a smoke-filled gazebo and then says to me, okay, hurry up, halftime's over. Okay, and so now, since then, I have learned every football Sunday, I do not make plans for my husband.
So you said yes.
And that is it. I don't try for any romance on Sundays, nothing. It's football.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
I believe you said yes.
That's hilarious.
Technically, that's not a fail for him.
Hurry up. Halftime's almost over.
All right, let's go with Ronnie. Oh, failed marriage proposal. Ronnie, what happened?
Hey, man, I tried to propose with the Taco Bell hot sauce package.
Wait a minute. I got to hear the story here.
Hold on, what would you do?
How did you do it, sweetie?
Hello?
How did you do it?
I try to be pretty funny and relaxed, and we're at Taco Bell, and we're going out for about 6 months. And I was like, you know what? I got the ring in my pocket. You know, I just got it, and I was like, I don't do it like this. And I gave her the package, like, slid it across the table, and she was like, no. And opened the package and ate my hot sauce.
So you slid her a package of hot sauce with the ring around it, like a band, and she just said no?
Yeah.
No, I just slid the package across the table, and I had my hand in my pocket to bring the ring out.
Yeah.
She said no before I could bring it out.
I'm sorry, Roddy. Oh, I'm sorry, Roddy.
What did she say no to?
She said no to the hot sauce?
Will you marry me on the package?
The package.
And then he had the ring in his pocket. Some of those say, will you marry me?
They do?
Yeah.
Right, Ronnie?
Yeah.
All right, see? There you go.
They have great
expressions. And so he said, this is the perfect time to do it because the packet says, will you marry me? So might as well go for it.
I didn't know they had that.
The packets.
They have different ones.
Some of them are really funny.
Hold on.
They're great.
All right, fortune
I'm being told that we need to ask Becky what went wrong. What'd your man do, Becky?
Well, he ripped open the shower curtain, did the helicopter, and said, will you marry me?
What's the helicopter?
That's when a guy's naked.
Oh, and they just turn around.
Wait, he was in the shower and you were in the bathroom?
I was brushing my teeth, getting ready for work, and I told him that I will marry you if you ask me to. And that's how he asked me. He ripped open the shower curtain. He was in the shower and said, will you marry me? And did the helicopter.
Oh, my.
And you said yes.
Of course.
Yes.
You had to uphold your
end. And we're happy.
Yeah, you had to uphold your end of the bargain. Yeah.
Some girls say they want a helicopter when they're getting proposed to.
Yeah.
So you guys need to tell us what kind of helicopter.
Every
helicopter needs a helipad, Kelly.
Yeah.
I would make him redo that.
Well, congratulations on grabbing that one, Becky.
Yeah.
Literally.
Sounds like a keeper.
Literally.
Well, she kept him for three kids, she said.
I like him.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is helping Kid Nation salute our veterans.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Marquez, and I'd like to salute my grandfather, Robert Ayala. He was in the Korean War, a chosen few, and he received a Purple Heart. I respect him and honor him. He raised me. He served our country. He's a great father, a grandfather, and he's just an all-around gentleman and a good old man who deserves many thanks and praise. I love him to death, Robert Ayala. I love you.
Celebrating Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day.
Yeah.
If you're listening on AFN,
we salute you. We salute you.
Much love on this day.
Hey, real quick, just talking about the bad proposals. One second, Kelly. I just saw this article about this guy. If your proposal did go bad, fellas, it's not all bad news. This guy, he's a CEO, Continental Resources, CEO Harold Hamm. He's divorcing his wife, and he has to pay her $995 million in the divorce settlement.
I'm sorry, did you say $995 million?
Did y'all hear me? $995 million. Dollars.
How much is he left with?
But you know what? He's got $14 billion. So getting rid of $1 billion,
he's still good.
Homeboy is still good. Give $1 billion to go away.
And what was her name again?
Her name. right.
Kelly.
I guarantee you, she earned it. Yeah. You marry for money, you earn it. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
if you're in your 20s, time's running out to have fun. Apparently.
Right? Well, some of these... Okay, so last week, this woman just took it upon herself to decide what women after 30 should no longer be allowed to wear.
Mm-hmm. And we said boo to that.
You gotta say boo to that. I mean, some things are, you know, like she said, platform wedges, flip-flops, platform flip-flops. That's true. Those don't look good on anybody.
But the miniskirt, I did...
Miniskirt, it depends on how short is the miniskirt.
That's the thing. Is this woman, maybe she shouldn't be wearing these things.
Your body type. I've seen a lot of 20-something-year-old women who shouldn't be wearing miniskirts.
Amen.
Based on the way it's cut and the body type. And, you know, you can amend things to fit your age, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, this now we have from SavvySugar.com, the 33 things to quit doing when you hit your 30s. Now, obviously, I'm not going to go through all 33. Okay. It just takes too darn long.
Sometimes I read these lists and I think, okay, this is just a random girl sitting at home that's a contributor and she just comes up with these things on her own.
Right. But, and she might be out and about and sees these
talking things to her girlfriends or something.
But people do assume once you hit 18 or 21, that's the magic age when you become an adult. And maybe people would consider that legally, but come on, in your 20s... Mm-hmm. You're still partying, you're still loosey-goosey, you're not thinking about tomorrow, money passes through your hands like water, you don't save anything,
sure.
So when you hit your 30s, it's time to have a little come to Jesus with yourself.
So give us some highlights, Kelly.
Okay, number one on this list is Facebook stalking. You got to stop doing that.
Oh, everybody, Facebook stalking.
Particularly your ex. Mm-hmm. You got to let that go. What good does it do?
Yeah.
It does no good.
You pass 30, you've
you got to stop the Facebook stalking.
All right.
Beer pong.
Oh,
no, you damn.
Time to toss the red Solo cups.
I will never stop beer pong.
When's the last time you played beer pong?
Last week.
Yeah, last week.
Seriously? Yep. Why were you playing beer pong?
I watched an entire group of men over 30 play beer pong.
Is that because
Halloween
they were trying
party
to recapture their youth?
No, because I'm good at it. Not only did I play beer pong, I played flip cup as well and won a couple championships.
Oh, come on. You're too old for that.
No.
I can get it. I get it for like a nostalgia night.
No.
But you're not doing it all the time.
Oh, yes,
it's a fun group house party activity.
In fact, I'm doing it on Saturday again.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'll send
you a
picture.
Are the children?
They're with a babysitter.
You leave your children at home and go play beer pong.
Well, if we have a party, like a birthday party, yes.
They say you should no longer sleep away your entire weekend instead of doing something fun or productive.
Mm-hmm.
See,
you looking in the mirror right there,
sorry,
Kelly?
Well, look at our schedules, though. It's hard.
I would think that I'm 30. I should be going out, and I'm tired. That's being responsible. I'm staying in.
No more weeknight binge drinking or binge drinking in general. It is true because your hangovers do get worse.
Yeah,
you think in your 20s. It's true. I was going to therapy at the time. Many years ago, I was going through a rough spot, and I had just come out of my 20s, and I was telling him, I'm like, I drank this weekend, it was like Wednesday, and I was still suffering. I said, I don't understand, it's been like 3 or 4 days, and I'm still not feeling good. He said, it's because in your 20s, your body is still producing and regenerating cells, but once you hit about 30, your body stops regenerating new cells.
Uh-oh.
And so that alcohol that's poisoning all your system, it takes days because there's no new cells coming in to replace them.
Uh-oh.
Your body's just trying to get rid of those old ones. That's why you feel like crap for 2 or 3 days.
Why don't we invent something that'll get our cells going again?
Yeah.
Good luck trying
Come
that.
Come on, science.
After 30, you can no longer ask your mom or dad for money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you need it, that's what parents are for.
Yeah,
you know?
But this is for women or people.
For after 30s. It's not just women.
Okay.
Quicken loans then.
It was a business thing, but yeah, I had to one time.
I'd rather go to my parents than to go
to the bank,
loans.
Go be an adult.
Oh, the bank. Then I
go to mommy and daddy anymore.
So go to a friend.
Yeah. Phone a friend.
Yeah. Always make friends with a rich dude.
Oh, yeah, because they never get hit up for loans. Yeah. Keeping bad friends around out of convenience or because you're too lazy to cut them out.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I stopped with the convenient friends after college.
Yeah.
These are kind of more after college things.
One of the funnest, if that's a word, things to do for me is to go to a wedding of a girl right out of college because she will have 22 bridesmaids.
How many?
And then the next year, she will be talking to approximately one of them.
Yeah.
It's the
you're
truth.
Right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, you have a friendship in college is convenient.
Yeah,
they're there. They're close.
Right.
And even high school, like I think I talked to maybe 3 or 4 people from high school, maybe 2 people, 3 from college.
I have like 3 friends. Yeah.
No more sneaking a smoke in your 30s. No more. Oh, I know a girl. This is guilty of this one. Buying new underwear instead of doing laundry.
Jenna.
I know a girl who literally will go to the mall and buy new panties because she's out of clean underwear.
Wow.
See, you can alleviate that by just not wearing any.
Yeah. But there's a fun, I mean, the whole list. We got other things to do, but there's an interesting list if you want to read it, and we'll have the link to it at kidnation.com.
Yes, we will. Oh, you know what that sound means. It's time to play Trip a Day.
Trip a Day.
We're giving away a trip a day by playing 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. But we need caller number. Give me a prime number, Al.
How about 19?
19 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You could be on your way to Universal Orlando Resort next.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for Trip a Day. We're going to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. We were looking for caller number 19 because that's Al's favorite number.
Yep.
And it's a prime number, and that's how we like to get down. We have Jackie Galeas on the phone. Did I say your last name right, Jackie?
Yes, you did, actually. That's the first time.
Galeas.
Shout out. Man, I took a risk right there saying it that way.
Tell us a little bit about you, Jackie.
Let's see. I'm 29. I live in the Rockwall area. I'm in real estate, and I have a super excited Harry Potter fan in the backseat, anxiously waiting to see if we won.
Oh, I hope you win.
Hope you win.
What's
baby.
Your super excited fan's name?
Christina.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, Christina. Well, good luck, Jackie, okay?
She does real estate, Al. You know what that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're hot.
Oh, okay. Jackie, do you know how to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort?
I don't. I didn't get a chance to hear yesterday.
Okay
well, we'll
it's
tell
really
you.
Simple.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to give you an audio clue of a celebrity, okay? It's a celebrity that you would recognize.
You'll
normally.
Hear the voice of the celebrity.
Yeah. Then it's going to be followed by 3 verbal clues that I'm going to give you. After I give you the verbal clues, I'm going to hit a 6-second bet. If you can guess what celebrity it is within those 6 seconds, we will hook you up with the trip, okay?
Okay.
That's simple.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. Here is your celebrity audio clue.
There was a tsunami that hit Chile a few months back.
All right.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Okay, good.
Here's your clues.
Fanny pack. Lincoln. Oscar, your 6 seconds start now.
Matthew McConaughey
is correct.
You win, Christina.
Yeah, Christina wins right in the back seat. I know she's excited.
All right.
Well, you have won a trip to Universal Orlando Resort. You'll get admission to Universal Studios Florida, Universal's Islands of Adventure, and Wet n' Wild Orlando Water Park. Round-trip airfare to Orlando, thanks to Southwest Airlines. Tickets to see Blue Man Group, which is really fun. And you get to stay 3 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Woo!
I know, it's a lot.
Yeah. How excited is your Harry Potter fan now that she gets to go there?
She is super stoked. This is so awesome. Great way to start our Tuesday.
Awesome, all right. Jackie. Well, you and Christina have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing, and have fun out
there in
Orlando, okay?
Hope you sell something today,
too. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we have
this
a bonus.
This could be the best day of her life.
If she sells, like, some big million-dollar contract, she's off to a great start.
By the way, you do have a bonus chance to win at KidNation.com. If you know the answer, go to KidNation.com. And enter it for a chance to win the trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
Sweet.
And do that every day, because the more you do it, the better chances you have to win. Our day. And now, Kelly, it's a big competition between Kelly and JC this week.
This has been ongoing.
It's hard to get hyped up about the losers facing off against each other, isn't it?
The singing competition has returned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the last couple of weeks, we started the Voice Factor Idol Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where we went head-to-head. You guys picked the winner between JC and myself, Jenna.
You guys.
And actually, I won that one. And then Kelly and Al went head-to-head last week. Yep. And Al, you guys voted Al as the victor in that one.
You beat me fair and square.
Al and I will face off in the championship next week. But this week is the bad bowl.
That's the toilet bowl.
Hey, it could be the redemption. Let's call it the redemption bowl.
Yeah, because, well, Kelly doesn't really need to any redeeming because she did pretty well last week.
Well, you know, I lost.
Yeah.
You still want to win.
She lost. But you lost.
So. I'd like to not come in last place. Yeah. I don't know if that's ever happened, if I've been dead last before.
I don't know
if I've come in dead last either.
No.
This might be the first dead last for one of us, Kelly.
Yeah, probably for you, Jason.
Because usually our boy, Big Al,
I'm consistent.
See, Al's so comfortable there.
I'm consistent. Yeah. You know what? I've made a career of coming into third to fourth place in the show.
That's what made you so dangerous last week. Yeah. Al, you don't care.
But then you know what? If you ain't first, you're last.
Exactly.
JC.
All right, Mikey, you have
I'm
a wheel.
Kelly.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm a dude.
Yeah, we've been taking suggestions from Kid Nation about things that you guys should sing about when you do Voice Factor Idol. Some stuff on the list and tell me if there's anything you want to take off.
Okay.
We've got celebrity crushes.
Okay, we could do something good.
Kissing. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, they're kind of wide, so you can kind of take them in different directions.
Yeah. Yes.
This one's kind of specific, though.
I take them one direction.
Big Al's relationship is one of the topics that is submitted for being on the wheel.
Okay.
Hooking up with your coworker is a topic.
Nice.
Annoying Christmas decorations, people.
Oh. Mm. Every neighborhood has one.
Yep. Failed proposals. We were talking about that earlier today.
Okay.
Puberty. Prison.
Subject.
Prison.
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 Just talking about
sensitive subject.
Just talking about Matthew McConaughey, fanny packs.
Oh, yep.
Awesome.
Body parts. Baby daddies.
Yeah, baby daddies.
Truck stops. Crazy kids. Male strippers.
Wow, it's the wheel that never ends.
Well, there's a lot of topics, Kelly. There's a lot of open. There's a lot of open space.
Are you guys okay with the topics that are on the wheel?
Sure.
Kelly,
I am so scared.
Kelly is so on board with this.
All right.
Well, we're gonna do it again in a couple months.
Well, no, we're not. What?
Yeah, this is a competition. You can't just have one winner. This is like the football season.
We're gonna have.
Oh, you're gonna keep doing it until you win.
Am I going to keep on doing it until we win?
No. Insist on keep doing it until you win.
We're all going to keep on doing it for entertainment value.
We'll have a season one champion, and then next year we'll have a season two.
Oh, season two.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to work a little extra on a Tuesday.
I wish y'all could see Kelly's body language. Arms are folded.
Jeez.
Mouth is open.
Doesn't the next season normally like happen a year later?
No. Well, this is radio where everything is sped up.
Let's go.
Okay. Are you ready?
Spin the wheel.
Yep, I'm very nervous.
No.
Big Al's relationship.
Oh, great.
Oh, wow. All right.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Al.
Hey, at least Al's not singing about it. So Kelly and JC tomorrow will debut their parody songs
about
Big Al's relationship.
I got this feeling in my gut.
Relationship. Like the one I'm in right now, correct?
It could be anything, Al.
Or it could be Big Al's relationship with...
anybody.
My dog.
It could be. Yeah, that's where everybody was
Why
thinking.
Would I want to sing about your dog?
The
obvious direction.
You know what? You just blow us away with your musical excellence.
It doesn't have to be literal.
Jenna, what rhymes with it's almost over?
Russell Stover.
Oh, that's a good one. Let's steal that, Kelly.
Oh, box of chocolates.
So many ideas going through my head right now.
Well, tomorrow, this time, you'll be singing about my relationship. Both of you will be singing about my relationship.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. No, not at all.
I am. Why would he be nervous?
I'm good.
What if we, bring up, some dirt, some embarrassing stuff?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm still not nervous. Y'all go ahead. Okay. I think all of my embarrassing stuff is pretty much out there at this point. So, you know.
Oh, not those test results.
I might have been keeping something in my back pocket.
All right, we'll
pull out for a time like this.
Yeah, me too.
Don't miss Voice Factor Idol. Tomorrow at this time.
All right.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is helping Kid Nation salute our veterans.
This is Kelly Fluter, and I want to salute Staff Sergeant Roland Fluter from the Air Force for being a vet because he's my hero.
Very nice.
Happy Veterans Day. We're helping celebrate. We have a bunch of cool voicemails from people with family members that served in the military.
My daughter's wearing red, white, and blue to school today.
No,
nice.
Oh,
Veterans
really?
Day. Yes, she is.
Good, Kelly. By the way, friend of the show who Kelly Raspberry discovered, or she claims to, Reagan
yes,
James.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Reagan James, who's a contestant on The Voice and actually one of the front runners right now, will be joining us in about 30 minutes.
Good. I'm glad they're letting her talk.
She performed
usually
last night.
In the
night.
Middle of these competitions, they shield them.
They're very open on The Voice. They let them do whatever they need to do.
That's why they're doing so well, too.
So Reagan James will call in, let us know how last night went, because she performed live.
Cool.
That's a completely different game when you're performing live. And also, a week from Thursday, we're taking off on a jet plane, and we're going off to Orlando to go to Walt Disney World.
Jet plane. Thank you, Southwest Airlines, for letting us use your jet plane.
Yes, it's time for Kids Kids. Man, it feels like we just got back.
It really does. It really does.
Al, let us know what Kids Kids is all about.
Kids Kids is an organization. Thank you, JC. Founded by Kid Craddock, and we take terminally and chronically ill children and their families, their mamas, the daddies, the brothers, the sisters, sometimes grandmother, whatever, the immediate family, and we take them on an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World. We put them up at usually the Dolphin or the Swan Hotel right there on property.
We're in the Dolphin this year.
Dolphin
this
year.
Excited.
I mean, the families, if they wanted to, except for their driver's licenses, they could leave the wallet at home.
Yeah.
They could leave everything at home. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, we take care of everything. I mean,
thanks
simple
to you.
Things.
Thanks to all the donations.
Yeah, no. Simple things like the luggage. I mean, when they come to the airport, they'll never see their bag again until they get to their hotel room. It's taken care of from top to bottom, from left to right.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us and you weren't sure what Kids Kids is all about, go to kidskids.com.
Mm-hmm.
KIDDS.com.
No, KIDDS.
KIDDS.com. Sorry. and check out the pictures and past videos from the other trips we've taken in the past, because it's a real cool.
You can follow along, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those memories that these families get to keep for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be our biggest one yet. 61 kids.
Yep.
61 kids.
Ooh. I've got to schedule my pre-Disney spray tan. I'm going to take all the pale children with me.
Yeah, I don't think we need
to be tan. I don't want the kids to be embarrassed.
We don't need to be tan. Isn't it crazy?
Hey, you break out the shorts. I don't care how cold it is in the United States of America. At Disney World, it's hot.
It is hot. It is.
I think in all the years I've been, it was only cold once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once. It was just like this freakish act of weather.
I think it's only rained like once.
Yeah.
Once
but it's so funny because.
And it's quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because even if it's a hint of sprinkles, you go to your room and suddenly there's ponchos. They just miraculously appear because it's. Kids just thinks of everything.
Yeah. It's the Magic Kingdom.
And it's cool because we get this trip put together. Well, it's worked on all year long, but we do one day where we take donations.
Mm-hmm.
One day a year, and you come through every single year. But like
Paid
we
for.
Said, you can always keep donating at kidskids.com.
You know who we're taking this year?
Who?
Who are we taking? Let's meet some of the kids.
Five-year-old Jocelyn.
Really?
It's going to be her first time, the first time their family's ever going to leave their hometown. So that's a big deal.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm assuming. If you've never left your hometown, you've never been on an airplane.
Never been on a jet plane.
And Jocelyn's very excited to ride the Seven Dwarves Mine Train. I am too. This is new. This is a new ride. They just opened. I've never even experienced this.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. So Jocelyn would also love to be a doctor one day after seeing how doctors help people the many, many times she's been to the hospital. So good for you, Jocelyn. Can't wait to meet you.
Mm-hmm. We're also taking Sarah with an H. She's really excited to see the fireworks over Cinderella's castle. And ride anything that tickles her stomach. Sarah, I am not riding the teacups. My days of teacups, unfortunately.
I don't think she put that in her little
She did not.
Yeah,
she did not.
So now that you're throwing it out there.
I'm letting all y'all know.
You're going to disappoint her ahead of time.
My teacup
She looks at you with those big eyes. You're going to be on that teacup.
I don't go near the teacups, just in case I see a family.
I hate the teacups.
You don't want to ride it? Just mm-hmm. Teacups ruin your day.
She also wants to meet Goofy and Tinkerbell.
Good.
Boyd will also be going on the trip.
All right.
Boyd is 5 years old. He's excited to ride Splash Mountain because he is big enough to ride it now, and he wants to fight Darth Vader and the Jedi Training Academy. By the way, that is one of the coolest things they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids love it.
Yeah. And when he grows up, he wants to be a weather forecaster.
You know, and something that's really cool to see when you go on this trip are the interactions between the kids with these disabilities, because they don't get to do a lot of the normal stuff at home with their peers. And that's the case for Lizzie, who's 7. She's excited to visit Magic Kingdom to see Cinderella's castle in person. She said it would be a dream come true to meet Disney princesses. I think there's a lot of them there. Lizzie's most excited to meet Kelly Raspberry.
Oh.
And this is so sweet. She's a super sweet, loving, sociable child, but her disabilities often hinder interactions with her peers. So this trip is going to be a chance for Lizzie to break free from all the things that limit her fun and make memories to last her a lifetime.
That's right, Lizzie. Awesome. We're going to do it.
Make sure you join us next Thursday. We're taking off, and we'll be broadcasting live on Friday. We'll have the whole weekend with the families on Monday.
Another
we'll
show
tell you what
there.
Went down.
Yeah.
Kids is back. Yeah. Now, Big Al Mac.
Yo, brother.
Our handyman of the show, or self-proclaimed handyman.
I'm kind of handy. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff I can't do.
Don't backpedal now.
But
you put it out there.
But there's a lot of stuff I can do.
Okay.
But I like doing it. It gives me joy. I like putting on my work gloves and doing man stuff.
You like feeling manly.
I'm sorry. I just like fixing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you wanted to extend an invitation to people to...
I got a few emails here. People that needed stuff done around the house.
Okay.
People that needed like their storage unit fixed, or their floor some leveling, or whatever. Some stuff I couldn't do. I can't do foundation work.
So Al wants to do something kind of easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a letter here, right, Kelly?
Yes, I'm going to read it. It's from Kimberly.
Okay.
She says, my sister needs a TV stand.
Oh, you're going to build something.
The one we built from IKEA has a gangsta lean.
Yeah, it does.
If you could help her, it would be great, since every time she watches my kids, she complains that they make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the TV stand could fall over on the children,
That's
too.
That's right. That's
It'd be
right.
scary.
Mm-hmm.
So with this one thing, you'd really be helping two families. Now, my sister lives in a condo, not a house.
Okay.
I can send photos of her if that would help sway matters.
Of course
she's
it would.
She's gorgeous.
Wow.
Hold on, Al. If she's gorgeous, I could get you in trouble with the lady.
Oh, dude, you know, women need...
She is pretty.
We have her picture on Kid TV.
Oh, wow, Al.
She's real pretty. That's fine. It did not influence me one way.
Was that written in the small print, Al?
She has to be hot. No.
I don't know the sister's name. I know the lady that wrote the letter was Kimberly.
Now, we were trying to get Kimberly on the phone. We couldn't get on the phone to talk to her. So let's take the other phone and talk to Kelly as if she's Kimberly. And there's a few things I need to ask Kimberly. But since she's not here, I'm going to ask Kelly.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah. Yeah. You have your.
Do I need to be on the phone?
Mm-hmm. Sure, Kelly. Do you have your phone over there?
Show phone.
We have a cool phone for you.
Nothing if I'm not
a
team player.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Let's see how Al's bit goes.
All right.
He didn't inform me of the bit, so I have no idea.
Well, you know how Kelly loves to do improv.
Give me a sound effect for the phone ringing, please.
Sorry.
Hold on. Let me get you your phone ring real quick.
Thank you. Calling Kimberly.
He's calling Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote.
Kimberly.
Hello?
Hello, is Kimberly in, please?
This is she.
Hi, Kimberly. What's going on?
Nothing much. Who it is?
This is
Kimberly
Big Al.
Asian, is she?
What's your last name, Kimberly?
Patterson.
Oh, Asian, okay. So, Kimberly, this is Big Al from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, I love you, Big Al!
I love you too. We love you a long time, matter of fact. I'm going to be coming over to your house to build you a new TV.
Why you play that funny music?
It's just automatically.
Like yeah, it's in the background. It's always playing when I'm on the phone.
I didn't get the exact.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I just need to ask you a couple of things, okay?
Okay.
Okay, how big is your TV? How many inches, maybe?
It's a good question, Alex.
48, 50, 60?
If I stand up next to my TV, it comes up to my boobies.
It comes up to your boobies. Okay, all right. What are you wearing right now, Kimberly?
I am wearing yoga pants.
Uh-huh.
Yoga pants.
Nice. You do yoga?
Taking a nasty turn.
No.
No, okay.
I just look really cool in yoga pants.
Okay. And what are your current measurements of your current TV table? Not your measurements, but your TV table.
That TV table comes up to my thigh.
Okay, thigh. That's a good height. What do you wear when you sleep?
Yoga pants.
Okay, yoga pants. All right. I'm going to need a few things to get this job going, okay? I'm assuming you have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm going to need a six-pack of Miller Lite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna. Do you have a tarp or anything I can work on? So I don't want to get your house all dirty.
No, I have a shower curtain.
Okay, well, use your shower curtain.
Okay.
I'll need some Tito's vodka and sugar-free Red Bull.
What?
And Tito's vodka and sugar-free Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And a box of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool?
Very cool.
All right. I'll be over at your house, and we're going to get this TV table going, okay?
Thank you, Big Al.
Oh, you're welcome, Kimberly.
I love you, Big Al.
I love you, too. Me, love you all the time. So that was...
Wait, so you need all that beer and a handle of vodka just to do this?
Why doesn't she just hire her a handyman?
I need a six-pack of Miller Lite just to, you know, for the assessment to see what's going on. And then once I get that taken care of...
So this isn't free at all?
No, it's free. I just need a six-pack of Miller Lite and a couple of Tito's.
You're going to
reimburse her? Al cannot hammer unless he's hammered.
Thank you, JC.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to her house with my tool belt on and that Kelly gave me. And my tools, I got power tools, I got a generator. If she didn't have electricity, I got it all.
I understand cracking a beer, because that makes it kind of like...
Manly.
You know, manly, yeah. But I don't think you need all that other stuff.
Are you wearing just a tool belt and nothing else?
No, this is all on the up and up.
I think you should mount the TV.
Kimberly didn't want it mounted.
Will you please wear yoga pants?
If you want me to wear yoga pants, I will. I got my safety glasses.
I like how Kelly's go-to line was yoga pants.
I got my Home Depot cap.
Because every woman owns a pair of yoga pants.
Every woman?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Duh, I have a wardrobe of them.
Huh.
So, you know, as soon as Kimberly, as soon as we can get a hold of her, I'm going to get this hammered out. Literally.
All right, Al.
I've never built a table before. I've repaired a couple, but I've never built one. So I'm building a table.
I'm worried about this.
It's going to be fine.
It's not going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
It's not going to be fine.
The TV's going to come up to her boobies.
When are you going
to
do this?
Well, we got to get a hold of her first. I don't know.
You need to do it before kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We leave a week from Thursday.
Is this something you can do in a half day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can knock this out. No problem.
From scratch? Are you building this from scratch? Or are you going to, like, buy one and
I'm going to buy one and put it together.
I can probably do, because I have a lot of old furniture, like, in storage. So I can probably find a good table top.
Yeah.
And then find some legs for a table at the Home Depot or something. Uh-huh. And
is there a warranty? Involved with this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay.
Al, by the
way, good for at least 30 days.
Hey, Al, I have an entertainment stand that used in another
room
because I mounted the TV, so now I just use it as like a decorative
table.
Jenna,
I appreciate the offer. I am building a table.
Al, what if she gives you the vibe? You know?
The what?
You know, the vibe.
The vibe?
Yeah.
I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, what if this is her ploy?
Yeah, what is it?
No,
she's wanted Big Al Mac her whole life.
She's just using it to get the guy tip. You know, have a guy fix something.
Yes, I need your help. Now
that's what she's doing, Al.
Can I ask you to help me with something?
The last time I tried to use that with a guy and have him help me hang something and put some patio furniture together.
Mm-hmm. What'd it turn into, Jenna?
Marriage.
Him hiring his handyman.
Oh.
Hey,
I wonder,
outsourced it.
I wonder, should I have a little music to play in the background?
Yeah.
You know, not let's get it on, but some, you know, some motivational music to help me.
What motivates you to build?
My neck.
Nickelback?
No. Something about working, like Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback.
Yeah. Some Creed or something.
Yeah.
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 All right, good. Well, we'll see how Big Al Max.
All right, I'll make the sound.
Make me a hope tape.
You need to chop your own wood for the TV stand.
Work, B. I can do it.
Okay. Oh. No, that's too much.
Yeah. Why?
I have a
whole... Why you gotta put limits on it?
Because then she's going to have a log.
Well, you know what? Speaking of log, I have a whole bunch of wood. You remember?
See?
You remember?
I thought you had to go to the bathroom.
I could build her a table out of... Oh, that would be
the
cool.
Infected wood that had...
No, it's not infected.
The red ant wood?
No, yeah.
I mean, I have wood that's bigger than
that
me.
That was in Shannon's around, car?
Like this.
Get you a buzzsaw. Get you a buzzsaw.
A chainsaw.
Okay,
we're going to call it a buzzsaw. It's a
What's a buzzsaw?
I really have
like
no
idea. Like a table saw?
Is a buzzsaw the same thing? Chainsaw?
No, a chainsaw is a chainsaw. A buzzsaw is a buzzsaw.
Thank you, JC.
All right, real quick before we go to break.
Yeah.
It's Veterans Day.
All right.
And we're allowing you to wish a happy Veterans Day to family members if they happen to serve.
Yeah, give them a shout out.
Joy, go ahead. We'll give you the floor.
I'm calling from Missouri, and I would like to wish Happy Veterans Day to the 23 veterans in my family.
Wow, 23.
23. Wow, your family's awesome.
Yeah, we're large. My father's the oldest of 14.
Mm. And what's your last name? Because that would be
my last name is Asher, and I'm calling from Rolla, Missouri.
Thank you, Joy Asher.
Got your own little platoon over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you do. There you go.
Thank your family.
Yeah. Dang,
so
man.
Much service.
That's a family that served this country right there. 23.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Today is Veterans Day, and we had the lines open for you to call and leave messages to, you know, give some love on Veterans Day. But we also have Facebook and Twitter and all that, and we got some messages. This one's from Amy Roberts. She wants to salute her son, Tristan Tucker, 27-year-old disabled E-4 from the Navy. He served on the USS Iwo Jima and is an amazing young man that makes me so proud to be his mother. But thank you so much, Tristan.
Mm-hmm. This is cool. This one is from Eric Edelson, and he says, I want to salute my sister, Rachel Edelson. She has served our country in Iraq as both a nurse for the Navy and an officer in the Air Force, all while being a civilian nurse attending NYU to get her nurse practitioner degree. Oh. And she's also a mother of two beautiful kids.
My name is Sarah. I would like to salute my husband, Staff Sergeant Lloyd Shedderin. Stationed at Whiteman Air Force Base, Missouri. He just returned from a six-month deployment in Afghanistan. No words can describe how incredibly proud I am of him. Thank you to all veterans, past, present, and future. God bless.
Karen Lovato says she would like to salute Charles Wade. He's a staff sergeant, a veteran who served in Vietnam, and he is my father, my absolute hero. Thank you to all who have served and currently serve. I honor your sacrifice.
Also, Gina Campbell wants to salute Sergeant Andrew Tobin, U.S. Army, because he made the ultimate sacrifice. He lost his life on August 11th, 2011, in Afghanistan. So take a moment out today.
Sure.
If you see a soldier, at least thank them. Maybe get their lunch. Maybe buy them a cup of coffee.
Take a selfie.
Take a selfie with them.
There's so many restaurants. You should just, you know, try it. If you bring your military ID, they're doing free meals, you know, like at Applebee's. Bob Evans is doing all-you-can-eat pancakes, all right. IHOP, Chick-fil-A, at participating. Some stores, you know, because they're all franchises. Some
are independently owned.
Independently owned. Golden Corral is doing free dinner tonight. Hooters will get you a free meal. What better than going to Hooters? Free entrees at Olive Garden. If you just Google free Veterans Day, so many things come up.
We'll get your list, Kelly, and we'll put it up at KidNation.com so you could see where you can get some goodies.
Free lunch, free dinner, free appetizers. You can get a free Bloomin' Onion at Outback Steakhouse.
I think I read
Booyah.
Starbucks given free as
and a free tall.
Oh.
And moving on, last night, because The Voice went live.
Yep.
The live rounds finally happened.
Yeah, Maroon 5 opened the show. Adam Levine singing in leather pants.
Yeah. Speaking of Adam Levine, Jenna.
What?
Apparently, Adam Levine got put in his place by one contestant. The guy's name is James David Carter. Here's what went down.
Yeah.
James. That's me.
It's actually James David. That's
James David.
There it is.
James David Carter. James David. Never the James alone?
It's James David.
Well.
It's so Southern. My mom to thank for the.
It's okay. You're not on my team. Nothing I can do about it anyway. Dude, you've been one of my favorites from the beginning. James David. See? I did it. I love you. I always have. I'm super jealous of Blake, and he's an idiot, but you're awesome. So
there you go.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Directing judges.
Come on.
If Adam Levine calls you James, you're James.
You know how much? Imagine how much you love being corrected.
I hate it.
Yeah, right.
And you have no say so over this man's future.
Right.
It's like.
You
can call me Bob. I don't care.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not that big
it's
of a deal.
James David.
But then. Then the night was taken over by Rig and James.
Boy, man, she's changed her look up. She's been working with a stylist or something or other. She looked great.
She's looking right.
Can't even believe she's only 15, almost 16.
And she's already taken charge. Because while she was preparing to do Colby Calais' song, Try, Reagan was letting Blake know what she wanted to do with the performance.
When you really start opening up and going to your bigger, full voice, it just jumps out. We could have more of that because this song needs some dynamic.
This particular song, it can restrict Reagan if she's not careful.
I want to play verse and second chorus, and then I want to put my guitar down.
Oh. Y'all need to start a pad building up so that when she gets out of it becomes a moment.
And then I was gonna ask, I wanted to have, once the band comes in, like a little bit more of a groove.
Yeah,
she's making it more and more her own, and it's going to end up being something truly special. Wait a
second, so let's see how that turned out. Here's Reagan executing her plan on Try.
Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You
15 years old, Kelly?
Almost 16.
Almost 16, okay. Almost 16 years old. So there she is singing Try, and what did the judges have to say? Here you go.
Man, look at you just coasting up there. First you play your guitar, then you just get up and you're like, you know what? Let me let everyone up here know what it is that I have. And I thought that was great.
When I watched you play the guitar, I was so nervous. I was like, oh no, she's doing guitar and singing at the same time. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure, and you did it effortlessly, and I love those lyrics for you. It was, that could have easily been your song.
I mean, out there hanging in midair, playing your guitar, just singing live on national television and delivering that type of performance with that much emotion. Thank you for bringing that to this show and letting us be a part of it. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Reagan.
And Reagan
he said something about how she was, they edited out. It's like something, I forget the way he phrased it.
Maybe Reagan remembers.
One of the most powerful forces they've ever had on this show. I mean, I can't remember how you phrased
it. She might win this.
And she's special to us because we did a competition last year where we each had to find talent on YouTube. Kelly Raspberry ended up finding Reagan James.
By luck, I'm going to tell
you. By luck. And brought her on the show. Reagan ended up winning this competition we had. She went out to L.A., met with Scooter Braun, who's Justin Bieber's manager, got some advice. Next thing we know, she's on The Voice, and she's joining us on the show now from L.A. Hey, Reagan.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good morning.
So you just wake up?
Have you even gone to bed? Your adrenaline must still be pumping from last night.
I went to bed pretty late, and it's 5:30 here.
Yeah, girl.
6:30.
Sorry to do it to you.
6:30.
I don't even know.
It's 6:30 in LA.
How different
is
the...
Same. It's the same.
How different is the live performance than the recorded ones?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me tell you. So at the very beginning of the show... You know, the teams that perform that night go out and walk out with Carson. And for the live shows, they have people, like, down in the pit, you know, up by the stage, like a concert, you know, and walking in there and seeing those people just going nuts. It's so much adrenaline and it's so much excitement. Like, you can feel the energy in the room. And it is a completely different experience. And not only, like, the performing aspect, but... Like, the whole preparation and how the whole entire day goes, it's completely different than the recorded episode.
Yeah, we're talking with Reagan James, who's Team Blake on The Voice. And I'm sure when you audition and when you're doing the knockout rounds, you're not as nervous just because you don't know what's going to be edited in and out. But
she's nervous at all. Like Gwen said last night, she was nervous for you, but I didn't pick up a nervous vibe off of you at all.
Are you nervous, Reagan, or are you just good at hiding it?
Okay, so I get on show days, I get super, super chill, and I'm already really chill as it is, but, like, I get so mellow, and right before I went on, a little bit of nerve kind of started, and then I sat down, and I just started looking at the people, and looking at all the smiles and stuff, and then I started looking at the coaches, and they were all just looking at me with, like, really warm expressions, and I just felt this sense of peace, and I literally didn't have a nerve of nervous in my body.
I picked up on that. You look so confident. Yeah.
Now, Reagan, that you're on the live shows, the live rounds, do you have Blake's personal cell phone number?
I will not answer that question.
Oh! Now you know that.
So that means she does, means you need to.
No, that does not mean that I do. I'm not going to answer that question.
Neither confirm nor denied. And we also have a big piece of gossip this morning. You just woke up, so you haven't heard it. But everybody's saying that Gwen Stefani is pregnant with baby number 4. Can you confirm or deny?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay.
I believe you. She's not going to know.
I don't know. Even if she did, though, she wouldn't say.
Yeah. Reagan,
I don't really keep up with celebrity gossip, guys.
But Gwen Stefani's right there.
You can see her in person.
Well, she didn't look pregnant to me.
Okay.
Let's call Blake and find out.
or at least text him and tell him I said hello. So on your particular song, the stage was really, really dark. Was there any thought in your mind that you might fall off the stage?
I honestly played out scenarios of myself falling off the stage and tripping and, you know, twisting my ankle all the time. So, I mean, I thought about it, but there was no doubt in my mind that I was going to deliver a pretty solid performance. So
I'm going left foot, right foot.
I wasn't too worried about it.
Yeah. Okay. Reagan, do you feel pretty confident that you can win this competition after the praise you got yesterday?
Man, I'm not going to go as far as to say win, but I will say that I have confidence that I'll make it, you know, to the top 12 if, you know, if you guys all, you know, keep voting until it's 12 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Today is when the voting stops.
Okay, well, 12 Eastern time. And also when you buy the song on iTunes, it like counts 10 times more than single votes, right? Yeah.
So buy it on iTunes, text the number, call the number. You can get the app and download it. You can vote 10 times on that. And email, Facebook, all the different stuff. Everything's on my social media. So
we're also going to put it up at KidNation.com, Reagan, because we want everybody to help you out because you're
our
little project.
If you win, we win, Reagan.
Thank you.
Hey, Reagan.
Yes, you do. That's right.
Reagan, can we do like a little thing where you do a sign next time you perform? Like maybe you just put you just put the pinky up?
No.
Why not?
You got enough to think about.
That would be our own little.
I'll totally.
Yeah. That would be our own little message
okay,
for the listeners.
The pinky's for you, JC.
Yeah. So when you're holding the microphone with the left.
Can we make it? Okay. So while I'm holding the mic, I put my pinky up.
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Keep it classy.
I'll put my pinky up when I'm singing. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Good. All right. We'll be watching for the pinky.
Yeah.
So when is the result? Okay, the result. And like you said last night in the little package, the results show is on your birthday.
Yes, Wednesday is my birthday. It's my 316.
Sweet 16. So what do you, I mean, is there any way for you to celebrate? You've got too much show stuff going on.
That is a celebration, Kelly.
Duh. That's true. That's
true.
Kelly,
yeah.
Being on The Voice.
I know, but
moving
she still
on.
Needs to have a party and a sweet 16 kiss.
Well, I mean, we'll all be celebrating, you know, win or lose. You know, on Wednesday night. Let's just hope I have a good birthday and not a
you will.
Bad birthday.
You'll have a great birthday.
Yeah, that would be the best birthday present.
I'll throw you a birthday party personally. Kelly will be there singing her parody song. Oh, it's going to be great. We'll play this whole thing out.
Oh, you already committed Kelly to singing?
It's her girl. Of
okay, good. There you go. Reagan, we wish you the best of luck. Make sure you go to KidNation.com to find out all the ways on how you can vote for Reagan. And
until 12 Eastern today, and give Reagan a happy sweet 16 and get her through to the next round.
And let's look out for the pinky next week, huh? Yeah.
Yes. Look out for the pinky.
Hashtag look out for the pinky.
All right, Reagan, you get back to sleep and rest that voice, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Yeah, Reagan
right,
James
luck,
from The Voice, Team Blake. On the phone with us right there.
Team Craddock. That's Team Craddock.
Team Craddock, by the way. Go to KidNation.com and vote, please.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.